A Chinese businessman, Frank Geng Kuorong, has been sentenced to death by a Nigerian court for the murder of his girlfriend, Amu Kulthum Sani, in 2022. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The tragic incident unfolded when Kuorong was discovered in Sani's room after fatally stabbing her multiple times. The heinous act shocked the nation, garnering widespread attention as the case unfolded. In a rare move, the court in Kano handed down the verdict of death by hanging to Kuorong, who now has 90 days to appeal the decision. Expressing relief and a sense of closure, Sadiq Sani, the victim's brother, spoke on behalf of the family, describing the sentence as a form of justice. He emphasized the belief that perpetrators of such heinous crimes deserve to face the ultimate consequence. "We thank God for showing us this day. I pray that my sister's soul continues to rest in peace," Sadiq said. Amu Kulthum Sani, remembered fondly by her family as kind and cheerful, was a 22-year-old university student studying agriculture. Kuorong, 49, and Ms. Sani had been in a relationship since 2020, having met at a shopping mall, as revealed by Mr. Sani. Kuorong, employed by a Nigerian textiles firm at the time, had been in the country for work purposes. Ahmad Abdullahi, a family friend, recounted the tragic events surrounding the incident, noting the sudden gathering of people at the family home as news of the incident spread. Prior to the fatal altercation, tensions had arisen between Kuorong and Sani due to her apparent disinterest in the relationship. Neighbors reported hearing Kuorong forcefully knocking on the gate of the Sani family home on the night of the murder. Upon gaining entry, he proceeded directly to Sani's room, where he locked himself inside. Despite her cries for help, Sani was fatally stabbed before assistance could arrive. She succumbed to her injuries in the hospital later on. Nigeria, with over 3,400 individuals on death row, seldom carries out executions, with the last recorded instance dating back to 2012. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.